You have your Bibles and would like to turn with us. We want to turn to Psalm 39. Psalm 39. Before we begin, we do want to look to the Lord in prayer. The Heavenly Father, as we come to you this day, Lord, we're so thankful for the many wonderful things that you've done for us. Father, you've been far better to us than we deserve. And Father, we pray that you would lead, guide, and direct in the service. May your will be accomplished that we could draw closer to you. Help us to learn from your word, that we could be doers of your word, that Father, that would make us the light in this world that you would have us to be, that Father, that we could be a blessing to others and not a hindrance or stumbling block according to your will. Help us, Father, that we could submit ourselves to you, and may your will be done, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In Psalm 39, verse 1, it says, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle, while the wicked is before me. And notice that statement just to begin with that, I'm going to take heed to my ways. And realistically, this is a man here looking. I'm going to control my speech. I'm going to hold my peace, as he'll deal with here in just a moment. But he's saying, I'm going to behave myself and I'm not going to let the world influence me or have an impact on me. And I'm going to put a bridle on my tongue. And I don't want to sin with my mouth. And we know that our tongue is one of the easiest things to sin with. The Bible says a person can control the tongue, they can control the whole body. We know how deadly the tongue can be. And he said, I was dumb with silence. I held my peace even from good. And my sorrow was stirred. You know, we live in this world and we hear other people speak. Y'all ever just pass by and hear somebody say something and it just stirs in your heart? Sometimes you hear a child being disrespectful to their parent. The parent doesn't seem to care. Parent doesn't seem to want to raise them or instruct them. And you know, the sorrow is stirred in you. Sometimes you hear somebody being cruel with their tongue towards somebody, maybe cursing them, maybe just running their mouth and about things that maybe they shouldn't. And there's things that we encounter all throughout life that it just stirs our emotions. And notice the statement here, as sorrow was stirred, he said, my heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue. I'll say this, it's not good to speak when we get stirred up or angry. We usually say things that we don't need to say when that's the case. And maybe that's the case here. I'm not going to say it is or not. Maybe it was just to the point, and I certainly preached this side of it. He got to the place that he felt like he had to say something. Somebody needed to stand up and say something. And there's a side of that. There's also the side of it that maybe he let his emotions get the best of him. He may have said some things he shouldn't have said. Because notice what follows here. This isn't the end of the sentence in verse 3. In fact, it goes on in verse 4. Lord, make me to know mine end, and the measure of my days what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and my age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity, Selah. And no doubt, even looking at himself and looking at himself compared to the things of God, and sometimes we let our tongue get the best of us and we speak when we shouldn't, and we find out how human we are. How frail we are. If there's anything that can show us our humanity, it's our tongue. It shows us our weakness. And sometimes we have that old statement, well, I stuck my foot in my mouth. Well, I spoke when I should have just stayed quiet. And sometimes we have purpose. You know, I'm not going to sin with my tongue. And I'm going to keep my mouth with a bridle. And even when the wicked's before me, I'm going to just be quiet. And I'm going to wait for God to open the door of opportunity and things of that nature. But how many times do we get ahead of ourselves? How many times do we speak before we should? or speak things that we shouldn't, or we let our emotions, our anger, that fire burning within us that gets kindled, and we speak in ways that we shouldn't, speak in a spirit that we shouldn't. And he's looking at himself and he's saying, listen, I understand that man at his best state is altogether vanity. Even at our best, we're sinners. And even the best of us can have something go wrong, and we can misbehave ourselves in a short manner of time. And in the world we live in today, the very sinful world we live in, where sin is everywhere, seems that we're not careful when we speak up. We don't deal with situations in the best way. That sometimes we let our emotions get the best of us, and we can lose our temper quickly. We can behave ourselves in a way that does not reflect the light of Christ. And we need to make sure that we do keep our tongue, that we do use wisdom when we speak, that we do control our emotions and don't let our anger get the best of us, or don't let our heart get hot within us. As he says, amusing fire burned, and then I spake with my tongue. Sometimes we say, I'm going to be quiet, and then we say, no, I'm not. And we let our tongue go. And we know how damaging that tongue can be. My goodness, it is talked about how it's a fire. It even has poison that comes out of it. It can do great, horrible things. And yet it's such a small member, as the Bible would talk about. But yet it's like that little piece on a ship that can turn the whole ship. Though it be a small thing, it can turn the whole ship. That's the way our tongue is. And we need to ask ourselves, how are we using our tongue? God gave us our tongue for a reason. God desires us to speak. He just wants us to be careful how we speak. He wants us to use wisdom when we speak. But do we? And I've heard good advice over the years. Somebody said, before you speak, refresh it in your mind and see how it sounds before you let it out your mouth. But sometimes even doing that, it sounds better in our mind than it does when it comes out of our mouth. It is good to pause. It is good to think. It is good to reflect upon what we're going to say before we say it. It's good to do that. But even in that, at our very best, we're still sinners at our best state. And we're still going to say something wrong from time to time, or we're still going to say something out of the way. And even sometimes when we don't intend to hurt somebody's feelings, sometimes we still do. Not intentionally, not on purpose, but sometimes we just say something without thinking about it. Our tongue is a powerful instrument. You know, the Bible teaches us that we should judge this, that we be not a stumbling block or hindrance to our brother in Christ. We need to judge that. And a lot of times the first thing we need to judge is what we say. What's accomplished out of our mouths? Is it edifying? Is it beneficial? Is it jesting? What's the purpose that we're trying to accomplish with our speech? With the things that we say and the things that we do? Are we trying to point people closer to Christ? Or are we pushing them away from Christ? All those things need to be considered. And of course, rightly dividing the Word of God helps us to understand that. And the Word of God can make us very wise in our speech. It can help us to control our anger and our emotions, and help us speak with wisdom and righteousness. There's a lot of good examples of that in Scripture, and we can probably go back through our lives and we can think about people. And we can think about people who have been very wise, and you think, man, every time they said something, it was edifying, it was good. Even when they corrected somebody, it was still good. And even the person they corrected could take it with grace. Every word spoken in grace and in love and for the purpose of edifying. I know this for myself. I still have a lot to grow in my speech. And I know there's some people over the years that have used speech very wisely and have been able to help many because of the way that they speak and how they present something. Do you know you can say the truth, but say it wrong? There are some people that have told somebody the truth, but they said it in such a spirit and a manner that it did more harm than good. And there are some people that speak the truth in love. And listen, I know that even in love, I've often made the statement, I said, there's a lot of misunderstanding about love. My daddy loved me when he took a belt to my backside years ago. He did it in love. And I know there's a time, even in conversation, to rebuke, to chasten, to correct. I know there's a time for that. But we need to be careful that we use the right gift at the right time, the right speech, the right spirit, the right way of getting something across. And that's not for me to know. I've seen somebody sometimes be, I say, whoo, they were blunt and they were kind of straightforward, but yet I saw God's will accomplished in it. And I've seen other times when people have been passive and kept quiet when they actually should have said something, and I've seen the damage in that. It takes great wisdom to know how to use the tongue. It's one of the hardest instruments to control. It's one of the hardest instruments to use correctly. But it's one that needs a lot of attention so that we can use it correctly. I've thought often, you know, I could think about this piano over here. How many years does it take to learn how to play a song on the piano? Not just maybe tap one out with one hand or, you know, slightly play. I mean to play it well. You know, my kids have been taking piano both for a few years now. They still can't read that song book and play a song out of it. They might could read the notes, they might could pick out parts, but they're not to the place that they could put all four, you know, parts together and play it correctly yet. They're not to that point. And listen, they've been practicing for a few years now. Same way with somebody playing a guitar or another instrument. To get good at it, it takes a little time, doesn't it? How long does it take to use our tongue wisely? You say, oh, it'll take our whole life. No, there's people that got pretty good at it before then. But I'll tell you this, you know, we have to encourage, probably my wife does it a lot more than I do, but you have to tell the kids, okay, it's time for you to go and practice. Do we ever practice with our tongue? And the way you practice with your tongue is you practice things in your mind, conversations, how you're going to approach something, how you're going to deal with it. What if somebody says something offensive to you? How are you going to respond? To get very good with our tongue, there needs to be some time in prayer. There needs to be some time in study of how God dealt with things and how He's taught us to deal with different situations, different types of people, different types of opportunities in life. How do we deal with it? I'll tell you this, if you just think, well, God will just, He'll just make me say the right thing at the right time. It's just like somebody studying this Bible. If you're going to familiarize yourself with the things of God, God's not going to just drill a hole in your head and pour it in. You're going to have to spend some time in study and prayer. It's the same way if we want to use our tongue correctly. You know what I've also noticed when you practice something? You mess up. Anybody that's ever practiced an instrument, they're going to tell you, anytime they're learning something new, they're going to mess up. You know we're going to mess up with our tongue sometimes. But we can either use it as a learning, something to learn from, something to grow from, something to improve with. Or we can just say, well, that's the way I needed to say it. That's the way I needed to handle it, even if we did something totally wrong. Which is wrong. That's the wrong way to do it. Today we need to spend some time in practice with our tongue. We need to prepare it. We do need to stop and run something through our mind and say, well, how would I feel if somebody said that to me? How would I feel if I just heard that in a casual conversation? Let me not look at it from my perspective, but look at it from God's perspective. How would God see that? Because we are going to face times in life that we say, oh, I'm going to bite my tongue, I'm going to hold my peace, but then that heart, it gets hot within us. Somebody else is speaking, and we hear sin going on. We hear all this evil about us with the wicked that's before us. How are we going to respond? And it's not just that we should just be quiet, is it? Do you know that we're called to go to a lost and dying world and declare the gospel to them? How are you going to do that without opening your mouth? How are we going to tell sinners that they've sinned and they need salvation if we don't open our mouth? We have to open our mouth. We have to speak. How blessed are the feet of them that carry the gospel. We have to preach the gospel. We have to share it. We have to share it with our neighbors, our families, our loved ones, our acquaintances. We need to prepare ourselves of how we're going to speak. We need to prepare ourselves by the Word of God and through prayer and leadership of the Holy Spirit. We need to prepare how we're going to use our tongue. Because we're going to come in contact with a lot of lost people. We're even going to come in contact with brothers and sisters in Christ who need some encouragement, might even need some provoking of things in the Lord. How are we going to be used of God? How we use our tongue is very important. You can say, I'm going to put a bridle in it. I'm just going to hold my peace. I'll tell you this, God did not call us here to do nothing. God did not call His people in the world to be silent. He did call us in the world to speak His Word and to be an ambassador for Christ in this world. He called us to be that. We need to make sure that we learn how to use this tool well. There is a time to be quiet. There's also a time to speak, isn't there? There's a time to encourage. There's a time to rebuke. There's even a time to tear down, isn't there? And a time to build back up. We do a lot of that with the tongue. We need to make sure we use it wisely. The Bible says that if we use our tongue, you know what it needs to be the focus? That we use it for edification. Edification. To edify the people of God, to edify the lost, to trust in God, to even give glory and praise to God with our lips through the spirit of thanksgiving as the Bible would teach us. I will encourage us tonight. We need to take very good care of how we use this tongue. We need to use it with wisdom. There's lost people watching us, listening to us. Even when we think, oh, they've got other things to worry about, they're not hearing our conversation. They are. They're hearing our conversation. There's times when I might think my children aren't listening to me. They're focused on other things. Y'all ever notice that a child can be doing something totally different? And a day or two later, they can come back and tell you what you said. They listen to more than we realize. Need to be careful what they hear come out of our lips. What they hear that we speak to them. Because by our deeds, we're going to be reflecting Christ or we're going to be reflecting self. We need to be very careful with how we use this tongue. And again, I know even going along with the psalmist here in the day in which we live, it seems like we're constantly, you know, having the wicked before us. And we're hearing things and we're seeing things. And no doubt there's a lot of times we just want to speak up. And there might be a time when God opens the door and He says, okay, speak. Might be times when He tells us to be quiet. But we need to tune ourselves into the Spirit of God and the Word of God. That when God says speak, we know what to speak, how to speak. And when he tells us to be quiet, we know how to keep our lips together. It's very important in life. It's important in every relationship we have. And it's important in sharing the gospel of Christ with a lost and dying world. Let's make sure that we use this instrument well and not let our flesh or the devil use it for his own will and purpose. We need to be very careful how we allow our tongues to be used. This is the burden that God has given us. If you have anything upon your heart, we'd invite you to come. We'll have a verse of a song.